KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Transport MEC Sibonise Duma says long-distance taxi operators have committed to addressing their grievances through open dialogue. He's met with the owners of the Durban Long Distance Association after some members staged protest action on key routes, disrupting traffic on Wednesday. They voiced frustrations over delays in receiving operating licenses as well as the police's Operation Chanela. Duma wrapped up a meeting with the disgruntled group last night.
We've agreed that from now onwards, we're just going to talk open negotiations. They must just come to the department and fetch their permits. In the process, in the meantime, let us ensure that whatever disadvantages, whatever disagreements, whatever challenges, we are just always going to assemble each other and talk on the table openly.
Deputy President Paul Mashatile says government is working tirelessly to avoid a total water outage in Gauteng. The province is experiencing supply shortages in various municipalities, including Tshwane, Joburg and Ekurhuleni. Answering questions in Parliament, Mashatile said the crisis was caused by high consumption, among other things.
The Department of Water and Sanitation is also engaging with the municipalities to encourage them to address the leaks in their water distribution system and address also illegal connections.
Mudra-Q's Limpopo cop Rachel Shakane Kutumela says she didn't send money to her sister and daughter for laundering. She says her sister Anna and daughter Flora were helping her pay for school fees. Shakane Kutumela gave evidence during the trio's bail application in a Polokwane court. Rachel and Anna are accused of killing at least 9 people to cash in on 10 million rand in insurance policy claims. Flora faces money laundering and fraud charges. Lesetje Makhura has filed this report for Newswatch.
She told the court that she sometimes sent money to her elder daughter, who is accused number 3, to sort out other financial responsibilities such as school fees. She further said her elder sister is someone who often attends auctions and she would send her money to buy her cars and business items. Shokane Kutumela said she was not trying to conceal or hide anything from the authorities.
Officials in Gaza say at least 95 Palestinians were killed in Israeli airstrikes yesterday. Reports say the north of the enclave was pounded the most, where Israel launched a major air and ground assault last month, saying it wanted to prevent Hamas forces from regrouping there. In Lebanon, almost a dozen strikes have rocked Beirut's southern suburbs after the Israeli army issued evacuation orders for buildings in the area. This morning's air assaults come a day after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu met visiting U.S. officials to discuss a possible deal to end the war in Lebanon, with the death toll mounting on both sides of the border. And finally, Cape Town's Eco Dome has been unveiled as the venue for this year's Earthshot Prize ceremony. The event, founded by Britain's Prince William, recognises green solutions that could help repair damage caused to the planet by humans and climate change. On Monday, the Royal will begin a 4-day trip to South Africa, visiting young environmentalists and meeting President Cyril Ramaphosa. On the weather front, we've got a high of 25 degrees in Durban today, Maritzburg and Richards Bay 28. I'm Newswatch's Natara Nadesan.